T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hey there, North Texas. I'm Kristen Diaz with your All Local on this Thursday, September 16th. Capital murder indictments have been returned in the 4th of July shooting at a crowded block party near the High Five. KRLD's LB Phillips reports there were 3 killed and another 3 injured.
The gunman opened fire at a crowded party in the Hamilton Park area just as fireworks were ending. More than 100 bullet casings were recovered. 3 died, 3 more were injured, including 19-year-old Carolina Brown of Rockwall, who didn't even know any of the gunmen. Her mother, Sonny Tyler, says the gunfire could have started over jealousy.
The kids from Shreveport, they were very flashy. They were, you know, looking to meet girls and, you know, having fun, and whoever started shooting, they didn't like that for whatever reason. You know, I guess envy, jealousy.
19-year-old Akil Anderson of Dallas, 19-year-old Taquaylin Jones of Dallas, 19-year-old Bryce Jones of Rowlett, and 17-year-old Kewan Lewis of Grand Prairie are all charged with capital murder and could face the death penalty. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
The undercover project known as Operation Pegasus in southeast Dallas has been branded a success by law enforcement. For 3 months this year, agents walked the streets and prowled on social media looking for illegal guns. Dallas ATF Chief Jeffrey Boschek says they were able to take more than a gun a day off the streets.
Over 100 firearms were seized or purchased. That's a lot. That's 100 firearms from a small area in South Dallas in 90 days. 100 firearms that aren't out there on the streets to fall in the hands of violent criminals, children, ending up on schoolyards. That is significantly important.
Some of the guns were fully automatic and illegal. We got an update on Operation Lone Star today. That's the governor's stepped up efforts to stop human and drug smuggling along the Texas-Mexico border. DPS Regional Director Victor Escalon says troopers have been really busy.
Since March 4th, we made over 5,600 criminal arrests, criminal trespass. We initiated that initiative on July 20th. Focusing in the Del Rio, Valverde County, and Kenney County areas. We have an infrastructure in place. We're arresting 20 to 30 to 40 a day.
Escalon says currently there are between 800 and 900 people who were arrested along the border being held in the Briscoe unit of the state prison system. The transformation of the Stop 6 neighborhood in Fort Worth is underway. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein reports.
As part of the $43 million Stop 6 Choice Neighborhood Initiative, ground was broken this morning on the new Cowan Place Senior Living Community.
It's 174 units of affordable housing for seniors 62 and over.
Mary Margaret Lemons, the president of Fort Worth Housing Solutions, says Cowan Place will replace the now raised Cavill Place apartments, which were put up in the 1950s and had become outdated. Cowan Place will feature a contemporary design that will include ground-level community spaces for a library, theater, salon, a fitness studio, and more. The goal is for the first residents to begin moving in 2 years from now.
We anticipate the construction to last 24 months and to lease up that property in 2023.
Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
He was a Dallas County Commissioner back in days when the Crowley Courthouse and Lusteret Jail were being built. Longtime lawyer David Pickett has died. Pickett served in the Marine Corps, played football for SMU, and was a prosecutor before practicing as a defense lawyer. He was first elected to the Commissioner's Court in 1974. Pickett was 84 years old. Almost two dozen families were displaced after a three-alarm fire ripped through their northeast Dallas apartment building. The fire at the Wood Meadow Apartments broke out early this morning. While only half of the 24 units sustained fire damage, the other half sustained water and smoke damage, rendering them uninhabitable. One unit was vacant. The Red Cross is assisting the 23 displaced families. One resident suffered non-life-threatening burn injuries while trying to escape the fire. He's being evaluated at a hospital. Dallas Fire Rescue said that the fire started in a third-floor unit. The exact cause of the fire is still unknown at this time. A pep rally canceled this morning at Denton High due to an unsubstantiated threat is back on. The threat was made on social media, but school officials say after working closely with the Denton Police Department, it was determined to be false. So the school has rescheduled a rally to be held during the fifth block today. They also stress that classes have proceeded as normal and students and staff are working through their day. No word on if authorities have determined who posted that threat.
Thanks for listening to the All Local, updated several times a day. Download the All Local on the Odyssey app and listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD anytime, anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.